Welcome to the world of Shabbos. My name is Reuven Brand, and I invite you to listen in as we share a powerful burst of Torah that will transform your experience of Shabbos. Whether we'll be swaying with a group of Majitzer Hasidim at Shalashuddis or cracking a Talmudic mystery, we'll be pursuing a journey to deepen and enrich our weekly Shabbos experience. Let's get started. Today we get to share a few insights about the magnificent, beautiful post-Shabbos experience of Havdalah. The Gemara says in Pesachim on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph that the entirety of Havdalah is one theme. It's all Hoda'ah. It's all thanks. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so many things, and primarily we thank Him for the capacity to have clarity in life, to be mavdal, to be able to be distinguishing. And that Havdalah, the Gemara associates elsewhere, is with Da'as. Imein Da'as Havdalah Minayim. Without insight, without clarity, we can never distinguish. So we distinguish between Kodesh and Chol, between Shabbos and the weekday, so we transition through this space of holiness into the weekday with an appreciation of the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and primarily that gift, the first gift which we ask for in our bakashos, in our requests of Shemoneh Esrei, of Atachoni La'adam Das, where we put the Havdalah in our Ma'ariv Davening, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gift of distinction, of Das, of understanding and insight. Now this mitzvah of Havdalah, Minat Torah on a biblical level, according to the Rambam, is parallel to, it's the same as Kiddush. Kiddush is a herald, an acknowledgement, a verbal declaration of Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush, the Rambam says, of acknowledging praise and sanctification of the day on the front end, and Havdalah is going to be the same on the back end. The Rambam teaches us this in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, and in Halacha Chavdalid, he tells us that even though that Min HaTorah, biblically, it's sufficient to have Havdalah, to verbalize this distinction from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos just with words, Midrabanan, rabbinically, we need three things in the Havdalah. We have Seder Havdalah b'motzoi Shabbos and b'varich ala yayin. We have the blessing on the wine. After that, v'achar kach ala besamim, on the fragrance, and v'achar kach al haner. And after that, on the candle. So three quick ideas that relate to these three elements. The first is the wine. And that is that we know it's not just wine. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that if a person doesn't have wine on Motzoi Shabbos, they can make Havdalah on Shechar, on beer, im hu chamar medina, if it is the beverage that most people drink. In the times of the Gemara, water was putrid, so most people drank either wine or beer or mead, which comes from honey. So today, how do you make Havdalah? So you make Havdalah on wine, if not on grape juice, and if you don't have that, you could also make it on chamar medina, the beverage of choice of your culture. Well, what is included in that? So already in the beginning of the 20th century, many poskim, like they say in the name of Rabbi Chaim Moser Grzensky, they pointed out that coffee was a mashke chashuva. It was a valued beverage that you would sit down and have a drink nicely with, especially today where you make such fancy coffees with all kinds of creamers and styles of making it. So coffee with milk and sugar, that you could for sure make Havdalah on. Many poskim say tea, and some poskim 100 years ago even said milk. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichar Tzadik Levrach, has a tshuva in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis Simen Ayin Hey, where he points out that you cannot make Havdalah, in his opinion, on soda. He thinks that soda is just what he calls mayim ba'alma. It's just flavored, colored, fizzy water, but that's not considered chashuv. It's not valued that you would sit down and host somebody considering that a distinguished drink, although he does quote that milk, b'shas l'chak, you could do, so maybe you could argue that orange juice is acceptable. But according to Rav Moshe, you cannot use soda for your Havdalah. In terms of besamim, the Gemara says, where did we get this idea that you should smell besamim? The Gemara says in Tanis, on Chav Zayin Amid Beis, that on Motzoi Shabbos, we feel a slight letdown. We feel a little bit depressed. Why? Because Vay Avda Nefesh, the Gemara says, woe that we've lost our nefesh, our soul. What does it mean we've lost our soul? The Gemara says, this is a homiletic interpretation of the Pasuk Shavas Vayinafash, that on Erev Shabbos, we are endowed with an Ishama Yisera, an additional soul, and that leaves us on Motzei Shabbos. So to comfort the person, the soul, on the loss of this little of this little extra piece that we have on Shabbos, this neshama yaseir, this added dimension, we bring besamah, the Gemara says in Brachas Mem Gimel Lamed Beis, we bring something, a smell, a fragrance, which is mahane our neshama. It gives benefit and pleasure to our neshama, because the Gemara says, call a neshama tahal al ka, ezu davar, what is the thing, sha neshama nanis mimenu ve'ena guf nanim mimenu, that the neshama benefits from and not the guf, havi omer zareach, that is the sense of smell. Our olfactory sense is something which relates specifically to our neshama and not to our physical body. So the B'nai Yisachar has a spectacular vart in Chodesh Sivan. The B'nai Yisachar points out that of all the senses that were involved in the original error of Adam and Chava, of eating from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, they saw the tree, they listened to the Nachash, they took the fruit, and they ate it, but they did not smell the fruit. And therefore, this chush hareach, this olfactory sense, was never diminished through the chet adar rishon, and it remains that chush of reach that remains as that untouched special spiritual quality. That's the kol haneshama tahalal ka, and that is what we introduce on Motzoi Shabbos to give us that chizuk, that spiritual lift, when we lose our neshama yaseira on Motzoi Shabbos. So we have the wine, we have our besamim, and then we have our ner. This ner, it's made up of multiple flames. We say borei mine besamim because it's got to be an avuka, it's got to be a torch. Where does it come from? So Aruch HaShulchan points out that we know, the Medrash tells us the story that Adam HaRishon on Motzoi Shabbos, the first Saturday night, he became very concerned because it started to get dark. Before that, there had been 36 hours of primordial light, of Or HaGanos, of special, supernal spiritual light. And then because of what he did on Friday, when Shabbos ebbed away, it started to become dark. So he panicked. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, don't worry, take two flints and smash them together. And from that emerges light. And Rav Kook has a beautiful interpretation of this in his Einaya, in the Gemara, in Brachos, about technology and innovation from Adam HaRishon. But that, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, is the first source that we are familiar with, that Adam HaRishon created, so to speak, fire. He banged together the flints, the stones on Motzoi Shabbos. He brought out Eish. From that we have Or, from that we have light. So we commemorate that. We thank Hashem for that. But he also quotes a beautiful additional interpretation for the Pirkei Dei Blezer, that when it started to become dark on Motzoi Shabbos, Adam HaRishon was sitting Bahar Balibo, thinking in his mind, Va'omer, Oili Shema Yavo Anachash, Shehita Usi Be'erev Shabbos. He's wondering, oh my gosh, it's going to be the weekday. I'm not going to have that special connection to Hashem. And maybe I'm going to fall prey to the bite of the snake again. He's worried. So what does Hashem do? Hashem sends him Amud Shel Eish Lahayir Lo. He sends him a pillar of fire to illuminate the Motzei Shabbos darkness. And that gives Adam HaRishon Chizuk. It gives him strength and joy. Samach Belibo. He's happy about this. To see Amar Achshav Ani Yodea Shamakam Imi. I know that Hashem is with me. And he said Borei Ma'ori Ha'ish. So when we leave Shabbos and we have to face the vicissitudes of the weekday, we feel that sense of chizuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us with the light that he gave to Adam HaRishon on Motzei Shabbos. So we have our kos shel bracha, our grape juice, which by the way, some have the minig to spill wine on Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara says in Erevin that it's a simen bracha if you have wine spilling in the house. So Reb Melech Biederman has a beautiful vart on the wine, the spilling the wine. The Gemara's lashon is that the yayin is nishmach kamayim. The wine spills like water. As Reb Melech Biederman says, the same way that if a little water spills, you don't get upset. So too, it's a beautiful segula that if the wine spills, if something happens in the house, not a big deal. You're happy. It's not something you get upset about. And he quotes, I actually saw this once in someone's house, that they start laughing during Havdalah. They say, ha ha. And during Havdalah, what's that? He quotes from his grandfather, the Lulav Rebbe, that he used to tell a joke at Havdalah to start Shabbos with that feeling of joy, with that happiness, to transition with joy. That's our yayin, the celebration with the kos. The besamim, the neshama yaseira that we nourish with that, the koach that goes from our olfactory sense. And then the ner that gives us the light, the chizuk. So we'll end with one observation just in general about this transition, because the Gemara tells us in Psachim and Kofim Gimel and Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan says one of the people who is Nochle Olam Haba, who inherits the world to come, is someone who is Mavdil Alayayin B'Motzoi Shabbosos. He recites Havdalah on a cup of wine on Motzei Shabbos. And the Gemara wonders, why is that so special? Of course, that's the Takana Midrabanan, That's the rabbinic requirement, not to suffice with Havdalah either in your Shemona Esrei during Atachonein of Atachon Atanu or to say Baruch Hamav Dabin Kodesh Lachol. That's not sufficient. Of course, you have to meet Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, De Mishayer Mikidusha LaAvdalta, that you have left over from Kiddush to Havdalah. So Rabbi Yochanan would keep some remaining wine from Friday night and use it for Havdalah. So for that, a person is Nochel Olam Haba? What's the big deal? So I once heard from Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein had an amazing, spectacular pshat. He pointed out that on Leil Shabbos, on Friday night, we greet the Malachim, we introduce the Neshama Yaseira, we transition from Chol to Kodesh, and we're so excited. We're so uplifted. We feel that that transition is one of opportunity. We feel it's one where we're embracing the Ribbono Shel Olam. And yet, the Motzoi Shabbos, sometimes it's harder. We go from a time of Neshama Yaseira to the regular weekday, to the challenges, the vicissitudes of life. Rabbi Yochanan says, if a person is able to realize that the weekday, the Sheishas Mihamasa, those 6 days of week, are a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enable us to bring the light out from within the darkness, that we have an avoda, we have a goal, we're here for a purpose, and Hashem is giving us a mission, and we have a great opportunity to be a Kadoshim Shamayim. Yes, we are distinguishing. Of course, it's not Kodesh anymore, it's Chol. But our mission is to raise up to be Mekadosh the Chol, and to realize that that too is a gift, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Then that person can be just as excited on Motzoi Shabbos to embrace the week ahead as that person was when they embraced the Shabbos at the beginning. De Mishayer Mikidush LaAvdalta, Rav Lichtenstein said, is the pshat that the person is able to transition on Motzei Shabbos with the same enthusiasm, the same excitement and anticipation of holiness that the person has on Friday night. So walking out of Shabbos into the weekday, we're celebrating our ability to be Mavdil and Mavchin with our Das, that we recognize with the Kos. We are bringing a little bit of extra nourishment to our neshama with our besamim. We're machazik ourselves with the or, and we have that perspective of anticipation to transition, to mend the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, to bring the light out on Motzei Shabbos through that transition of Havdalta. We get the leftover Friday night wine, so to speak, proverbially, and we bring it into our Havdalah, a transition into the weekday. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The World of Shabbos. Please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review. For more Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kollel's website, www.torahchicago.org.